The Catby University Commencement Address. Dear parents, school past elementary may not be working. You should let your children know that it is broken. Tell them it is still a big deal for you because, as babysitters go, school is the best. But be warned, if your child is getting bad grades, and that means the school has picked your child for a stupid little sacrifice. Let me explain why this is happening. If school really was a babysitter, then your children would be safe. But it is an institution under pressure to show results or lose accreditation. If your child stops memorizing and starts messing with their statistics, then they will be seen as a problem, an anomaly. They may become part of the small percentage of failures, or they may be tagged with attention deficit or bipolar disorder, where they will be given dangerous drugs by incompetent doctors to encourage mere memorization. To use Sir Ken Robinson's example, they will be given dangerous drugs the way people used to have their tonsils removed. Scientists make mistakes. Corporations make money. We cannot rule out a fictitious epidemic. The world is too complex to get clear answers. Sir Ken Robinson was far too wise, far too loving, and too experienced for us to ignore his work. All you need to do is ask, are you okay with schools being little more than good babysitters? Do you want the students to become great beings or great employees? And you need to ask if the schools had worked for you. And if the answer is that schools are not working, then let us become more authentic on the subject. Let us stop celebrating fake graduations. Let us stop caring about fake grades and worthless diplomas. And let us all understand that a school education is a fake education, a failed education, the absolute minimum that does almost nothing. Everyone around your child will conspire to make them think that their grade point average is a measure of their intelligence. The grades given out by teachers that tweak their tests to stay under the radar and keep their job are only representative of the teacher's fraud and the fraudulent nature of the school itself. If your child has tricked themselves into thinking they are not smart, then that means school isn't the only thing that is failing them. If they ever mentioned a bully, let them know right now that they can listen to audiobooks and don't need to go back to school anymore. Help them find SAT tutors that can explain everything and not just expect them to memorize garbage. Genius is nothing more than a matter of practice of knowledge, the way athletes practice their sports and magicians practice their tricks. Do not let your children think that they are not intelligent or that there is something wrong with them because they can't brainlessly memorize disconnected facts. Let them learn for real. Help them become entrepreneurs and founders. The school industry is an outdated industry. It stands today as a monument to greed. And only because too many people rely on it for a small paycheck. Above all, know this. There is no greater crime in the universe than a parent standing idly by as their child is slowly convinced that they are not smart enough to become a great being. Dear students, this very moment in time, right now, marks the beginning of your self-education. You are to take to nature trails, learn to hike and backpack, slowly build up your strength to cross the world's longest trails. You will carry your dorm room on your back in a backpack. Be safe. Do not push yourself too hard. The school library are all the audiobooks that move you. Listen to each one many times over. May the nature and the stars and the trail help you inherit all the world's wisdom. You are to fill yourself with knowledge until you become wise. And you will know the day of your graduation out of your own hard-earned wisdom. May you carry on forward to become a great being and a great inspiration. May you become a bringer of trail magic. And above all, Festina Lente.